Hello, and welcome to the Temple of the Jedi Order's podcast. If you'd like to learn more about what the Temple of the Jedi Order is about, you can visit our website at www.templeofthejediorder.org. And now, let's begin. This sermon is called On Trying. I couldn't have been more than 19 when I learned a lesson I would recall today during morning meditation. I was sitting at a lecture in introductory psychology. Professor Weinert called for volunteers, and I came forward and sat down. I've forgotten what the demonstration was supposed to illustrate, but I haven't forgotten the demonstration. "Try to pick up the stapler," Professor Weinert said. I pick up the stapler. "Don't pick up the stapler. Just try to pick it up," he clarified. I pick it up again. He repeated his previous instruction. I laugh. I make some grunts. Inwardly, I'm frustrated. The directions seem simple, and yet impossible. Once more, the game repeats, and then it's over. I get to go back to my seat. I've been a good sport. When it comes to Wu Wei, that demonstration often comes to mind. Today, with the aid of the Force and a helpful and listening audience, I was able to piece together the last bits of what a practical understanding of Wu Wei might look like for me. First, what do we mean when we say the word try? For today, try might be substituted for the word strive, or according to a quick search, to move heaven and earth, an arduous task if there ever was one. And we can recall Yoda's words to Luke, "Try not, do or do not, there is no try." However, I'd like to suggest that the space between not picking up the stapler and picking up the stapler is the space of try. We don't notice the space between because the task is simple, so it comes off as a 1-2 motion. The more complicated and arduous the task, the wider the try space. If the space is too wide, which is often indicated by assertions like, "I'm trying," the actions need to be re-examined. I find that my biggest try spaces aren't concerning things which are physical, but more often with things that are spiritual, emotional, psychological, or intellectual. Most would agree that one could not set out to run a marathon, having never trained, and some may be able to draw up a plan to go from point A to Z, but it's less apparent in other areas. How do we try to listen? How do we try to forgive? How do we try to meditate? How do we try to mediate? How do we try to compromise? How do we try to be Jedi? All these things, though fitting, are taxing, and there's no real roadmap to how each of us can do them. This increases the try space. Add to that the idea that our culture may prize action and vilify what it considers to be laziness. That we are currently in a space that prizes instant gratification, and we are in a difficult spot indeed. It is moments like these, when the try space is big, that I try to remember Tao Te Ching 15. The ancient masters were profound and subtle. Their wisdom was unfathomable. There is no way to describe it. All we can describe is their appearance. They were careful as someone crossing an ice over stream, alert as a warrior in enemy territory, courteous as a guest, fluid as melting ice, shapeable as a block of wood, receptive as a valley, clear as a glass of water. Do you have the patience to wait? Till your mud settles and the water is clear, Can it remain unmoving till the right action arises by itself? The master doesn't seek fulfillment. Not seeking, not expecting, she is present and can welcome all things. This translation was by Stephen Mitchell. What did we learn about the masters? Not what they did, but what they looked like. They were careful, courteous, fluid, shapeable, receptive, clear, but a virtue, taken to the extreme, can often become a vice. It's why I believe they did not overly exemplify these traits. Here is where we get into Wu Wei. The author asks us a question. Do you have the patience to wait until the mud settles and the water is clear? There are spaces that need us careful, courteous, fluid, shapeable, receptive, and clear. And it helps to know where those are. One thing that blocks Wu Wei is impatience. If you must respond, must act, must be, take heed because your action may be out of alignment and you may end up regretting it. Here I speak from personal experience. Another thing that blocks Wu Wei is seeking fulfillment. What does that look like? I would say that it's different for every person, but it has been my experience that the quest for fulfillment can be based on a space or time, even in the past, which was not fulfilled. Do you need to be right? Examine whether you are trying to account for spaces and times in which you were shamed for being wrong. Do you need to be strong? Examine a time in which you were shamed for being weak. For every need to be fulfilled, there may be an unexamined root. Unless we are aware of them, we cannot stop them from directing our actions. The last thing that blocks Wu Wei is expectations. They can be of ourselves or of others. The fact is, whenever we have an expectation, it is because we already have an image or ideal. Anytime our reality deviates from the image or we experience dissonance, we try to create the idea in our reality. But the truth is we have to work with reality. We can't become victims of black and white thinking if we have this idea, which is separate from our reality, especially as we continue to be rebuffed by reality when we try to shape it. If it has to be this way, that's an indication that Wu Wei may not be in the picture. Question: how has Wu Wei been blocked in your own life? In recent actions and in past actions. We have come to a choice. We can continue to act in a way that is out of alignment with Wu Wei and values immediacy, fulfillment, and expectation. Or we can wait until we can see, letting go of the need for things to fit our paradigm and letting go for the need of our own fulfillment. I would say it's a lifelong journey towards Wu Wei, because there are always going to be times we go back to what made us comfortable, go back to our base desires. In those moments, we can always have the opportunity to return. May the Force be with you all. Thank you.